Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.fm. Thanks so much for tuning in this evening for an hour-long set of post-punk rarities that we're calling Electric Heat, after a song that we'll play shortly by The Visitors, a Scottish post-punk group who really hasn't received their due. They made some pretty amazing music, and we'll listen to, I think, at least probably two or three songs from them this evening, so stay tuned for that. But we started things off with Excitement by The Production Club, another fantastic and I think seldom heard post-punk track. And of course, all the music that we'll be listening to tonight is from the late 70s and early 80s, which is the period that we focus on for Too Cold to Cry. And yeah, I hope that you're excited to go on this journey into the post-punk past, into unrealized futures and inhumanity with me, your host Stavros, tonight. But without further ado, we've got Electric Heat from The Visitors coming up next. Thanks again for tuning in to BFF.fm. This is Too Cold to Cry.
From water, model, size. love is a science, is the blessing to man.
We'll all be wearing supermarket faces.
Love is a science, is a messing with man.
My eyes are dead, I hear no sound.
But I'm silent, and silence is all.
And bodies grow, but
they are drowned.
Drowned.
Brave new world. Brave new world.
Love and crisis.
Is it 48 or is it 84?
No past and our future's a word.
Does nothing change, no will change anymore.
None of your present, but it looks too absurd.
My eyes are dead, I hear no sound.
We all are silent, and silence is all.
And bodies crawl, but
they are drowned.
Drowned.
Brave new world. Brave new world.
Living
for killing.
Killing for living.
Living for killing.
Killing for living.
Living for killing.
Killing for rigor.
Living for killing.
We'll all be watched by a TV screen.
Is a science, is something obscene.
We'll be afraid to hate, we'll be afraid to dream.
And your thoughts going round and round.
My eyes are dead, I hear no sound.
All are silent, and silence is all.
And bodies crawl,
but they are drowned.
Drowned.
Brave new world. Brave new world. Something obscene.
We'll be afraid to hate, we'll be afraid to dream.
standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box, might be here all day. Women, shoppers, non-stop talkers without anything to say. Standing at the bus stop waiting for the red box. Standing at the bus stop hoping for a red box. All passing, drivers glancing, the blonde in the tight blue jeans. Children kicking, men nose picking, this queue's quite obscene. Standing at the bus stop, waiting for the red box. Standing at the bus stop, hoping for a red box.
Thank you.
that was the Pratts with Disco Pope, finishing off that set of post-punk music. And you gotta love that song. I think those kids were maybe 15, maybe 14, maybe younger even, when they recorded that track. And to open up the song with, two lyrics that are suggesting how sort of fed up they are with the punk scene already. And I think that this was maybe only 78, but we're tired of punk and thrash. We're tired of Strummer and the Clash. I think it's fantastic. And then to write a song that's a sort of ironic homage to disco is also pretty adorable. Anyway, we started that set off with the song Electric Heat from The Visitors, fantastic Scottish post-punk band. And then we had Brave New World from The Cultural Decay. That was followed by Erut, and you'll have to excuse me because my Dutch is not so good. That was from Die Brassers. They're a fantastic Belgian post-punk band, and we'll hear some more from them later. And then I Never Knew by Avocados, which is just a really lovely song. And I'm always interested in that variety of post-punk that just kind of went into almost sort of soft psych pop songs. And, you know, a lot of it is unlistenable, but there are a few gems like that that I think are just beautiful and worth revisiting. And then Redbox by iJog and The Tracksuits, which is really one of the stranger songs I've come across from this era. And so peculiar, and I think just kind of a product of what happened when sort of punk blew open what was possible in music and pop music. And suddenly people were trying all sorts of different things, or music maybe that had always been recorded, always been written, that wouldn't have seen the light of day, was suddenly, you know, there was an interest in that, and there was a kind of openness to it. And thank God, because I'm really glad that that song was recorded and that we were able to listen to it tonight. And then again, finishing things off with Disco Pope by the Pratts. We're going to keep this hour-long post-punk set going with some music from The Scabs. This is Leave Me Alone. You're listening to Too Cold to Cry. I'm your host, Stavros, and you're listening to BFF.FM.
I got We'll be right back. die. Was it worth that?
Hey, this is Stavros, and you're listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM. Thanks so much for tuning in for an hour-long set of post-punk music that we're calling Electric Heat. That was Robert Rentel wrapping up that last set with Double Heart. And I wasn't really familiar with his music before this last week, but it's been a pleasure working my way through his catalog. He made a lot of really interesting stuff. And you can see how, I don't mean to say that it anticipates, because I guess a lot of the music that's made today is an homage or tribute or just derivative of music that was made in this period in the sort of late 70s and early 80s. But there's a sort of John Mousiness in a lot of what he does. And if you're into that sort of thing, I encourage you to check him out, Robert Rentel. This next set that we're about to get into is going to be more sort of down-tempo, spacier, really more in the vein of the Robert Rentel track that we were just listening to. But before we get into that, let me read the track list for the last set. We started things off with Leave Me Alone by The Scabs, which is maybe just more of a proper punk rock song than post-punk necessarily, although who's to say which is which? It's a fine line, if nothing else. Then we had White Knight by The Lines. Earlier in their catalog, and a little bit rougher in terms of the musicianship, maybe, but I just think that that song is fantastic. And you just can't beat that lead guitar line. It's so raw. That was then followed by Twyfels by De Brassers. Hearing from them for a second time in this set. And they're just so fantastic. I mean, that riff is, I think, on par with a lot of the Sabbath stuff. It's just heavier than God's Balls and hypnotizing. You'd be happy to listen to it for 4 minutes, which is exactly what we did. That was then followed by Moth by The Visitors. Fantastic track. Lot to dig into and analyze there. And then again, we wrap things up with Double Heart from Robert Rentel. So we got more music coming at you in the last 20 minutes of the show. And we're going to start things off with one of my favorite post-punk bands. This is Grauzone with Ice Bear. You are listening to Too Cold to Cry. I'm your host, Stavros, and this is BFF.FM.
Nee, weinen. Als quiet time. Good wine indoors for looks would kill, and I would spend all that rain into a private in mourn for days. I like my way. Somehow it seems it's no
near you, near me. eyes of hope turn to a cul-de-sac. Feelings, atmosphere, contained in a box.
This is Stavros, and you've been listening to Too Cold to Cry on BFF.FM. We've only got a little bit of time left in the show before Teenage Tragedies starts up, so please stay tuned for that. Nick Noir bringing you all of the weirdest shit from the 1950s and 1960s. We've just got about a minute left, so I'm going to leave you with They Must Be Russians, Psychoanalysis, and if we get to it, maybe some swell maps as well. Thanks again for tuning in for this hour-long set of post-punk music. Please tune in every Friday night from 10 to 11 for all the music that makes you too cold to cry. This is Stavros. You're listening to BFF.FM.